What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Jay Carter, and I want to invite you to come check out my new podcast, Conversation with Carter, streaming here on Spotify and Apple Music Podcasts.
He bossed up.
Make sure you download and subscribe to new episodes each and every Wednesday. We'll be laughing, talking shit, talking sex, holding down the culture, and entertainment. And you know we coming through with a special guest.
May I have your attention, please?
So pull up to the conversation and tap into the culture. Conversation with Carter starts now.
I'm focused, man.
Come on.
My own podcast. Like, I'm doing a fucking podcast. I don't know what the fuck is going on. What's up, y'all? This your boy, Jay Carter, and you are tuned in to my Conversation with Carter. Conversation with Carter. My podcast. What the fuck? Who the fuck I think I am? Your fucking podcast. Do the fuck you want to do. Your intro don't gotta be perfect. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm fucking standing in the fucking bathroom. Like, this shit is wild.
How you doing? I'm Willie Taylor. It's my beautiful wife, LaShonda. You may know me from Day 26, Making a Band for Love & Hip Hop Season 2 and 3, the movie Kinky, Chocolate City, just to name a few. Anyway.
I'm Shonda, his wife, and you might know me from Love & Hip Hop Season 2 and 3.
Come on, help me out or
no? Come on, Mo. I thought she was coming out on the other side. I thought he hit it all squared away.
Why would he?
Walk in with me, baby.
Can you be a gentleman for one day?
I'm trying. You walk in.
Now I am.
We're here on Marriage Boot Camp to fix our marriage. We've been married for 12 years now. And through this long relationship, we've had a cycle that we need to break.
Yeah.
And I think the doc has something in store for us. And that's what brings us here.
Okay. We've been married 12 years. Mm-hmm. We have three beautiful children. So right now, I feel like our entire family is at stake.
I feel like we're in a cycle because it's a lot of arguing going on.
Because there's a lot of cheating going on. A lot of disrespect.
How do you expect
to be respected if you keep cheating?
I think my biggest fear heading into boot camp was possibly not leaving here with my husband. Right. I think, you know, going through the process and finding out that we're probably not perfect for each other, like, that would probably been my biggest fear at heading in the house.
Ditto. Same thing.
Shonda has cheated on me. I found out she had slept with somebody that I knew. That was a dagger.
She likes to push that red button.
I want to make sure that it doesn't happen further. And if he feels like he can't stop, then we got to do what we don't want to do.
At some points in my life, I'd rather be out there than even be in the house. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
You need to tune in to this season of Marriage Boot Camp Hip Hop Edition. Why? Because it's gonna be the best season yet.
For sure.
What we're bringing so much truth, it's gonna be ridiculous. You know what I mean? We're putting ourselves in positions that we very much would not be in at certain times, the uncomfortable situations where you try to run from. It's gonna be so funny. It's gonna be so fun.
And funny, fun.
It's gonna be entertaining. It's season on Marriage Boot Camp Hip Hop Edition.
I got the nursery rhyme shit going. Hold on. Okay. Wow, it's gonna go off on its own. What's up? I'm getting beat up by a 2-year-old.
This fool got another baby.
I know. I can't even understand why this happened and how it happened, but it did.
Well, motherfucker, you know how it happened.
Yeah, I thought I was, and it was one of the days where I felt like, ooh, it's, you know, this is a good one. And I fucking, I knew it. I said it after. I was like, damn, that was one. That's one.
That's crazy.
And then here's my little beauty queen. She's sitting here gnawing on my nipple.
Oh, not on your nipple. Oh, my God.
I know. I miss you. I 100%. Like, I'm like, I need to go back to L.A., but I can't afford that shit with 4 kids the way I like to live, so.
Shit. Y'all, it's going to be way back in the boonies some damn where.
Yeah, I'm always in the boonies, but, you know, I like to live like I'm living my life like it's golden, but right. And I'm
right.
Going to have to live in the projects. 4 kids.
How is it? In a minute. What how's like quarantine and shit? That shit crazy. Is it crazy out there? Like...
Yeah, it's so crazy. Oh girl. Damn. It's so crazy. I mean, I think we just got on phase 4 right now this week. So we doing actually better. I still don't trust it though, you know what I mean? I'm slowly but
surely, I don't either.
I'm slowly but surely getting back to like regular life, living and going out and put my kids back in like sports and just activities, but I don't trust it just yet. I haven't went to a restaurant or anything yet.
Nah, I'll be ordering in like a mug.
Yeah, but you know, I want to go out because I'm tired of being in this house. I mean, it drives you insane.
Yeah, it does. Because you like stir crazy.
Yeah, like I can't. Like I will literally. I'm already doing postpartum depression. I don't need to be quarantined doing this shit.
Right, that's extra shit.
I got to get out.
But shit, they talking about like a second wave or some shit. I'm like, hold up.
No, that's scary. And they said it was gonna be stronger. And I think I'm asymptomatic though.
Why you think that?
Because I didn't been around everybody, damn mama, and I'm good.
I mean, yeah, you might be.
I mean, I literally, like, I've been around, like, I've been taking chances out of this world, and I'm just like, I even just gave birth in a hospital, and I had my mask off majority of the time. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I might be a good one.
I feel like low key, I already had that shit, and this shit came and gone.
Really?
That's what I feel like.
To be honest, I feel like I'm like one of the people that think they got it or got anything somebody says that they have. So you start to actually have those symptoms. What do they call those people?
Shit. What are they? Yeah. I can't think of the name, but every little thing you fucking got.
I promise you, I feel it. Stop. Let me see. I feel every symptom, and then you be like, bitch, you just tricking yourself at this point.
But yeah, I motherfucker, cough. You start coughing this shit. Yeah, like, oh,
I'm coughing. Uh oh, I got Rona. Right. I'm sweating. My throat hurts. My throat don't need
right. Hurting.
Give me.
Motherfucker, don't even be hurting.
That's me. So, it's my life.
How's like Willie and like everybody?
They good. They good. He getting on my motherfucking nerve. Quarantine was just, being quarantined with that fucking fool, like, hell no. Like,
damn. Oh my God.
I'd rather him go ahead and do the little shows and stuff and get out and do your thing. I like that.
Part. Ain't nothing for him to do, nigga. The industry.
I know.
Down.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I ain't never lived it like this before my whole 15 years. Like, take your ass back on now. You're getting on my nerves.
Now, going outside now.
Shit. Do your little thing. Do your disappearing act 3 days a week.
Oh, shit. Hell no.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, thank you for tapping in with me on my little podcast.
I love this. You need to be doing something. Like, you are great. Like, what the hell?
I was just in here bored as hell, and I'm like, look, let me just make a podcast or some shit. And I did that shit.
That's what's up. Like, I think you should be. I think you're really good in the industry. You know a lot of people.
I think you should do it, too.
A podcast? You think so?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
I think women like to talk to you, and women like, you know, like you're a fighter, like you're a survivor, like you'd have been in a relationship for 1,100 years.
I'm about to end that shit. I'm sick of it.
Don't say that.
I'm really honest. I'm tired of being married. Like, I think it comes a point in time in life, I feel like I don't know nothing but a marriage. I want to go and be a hooker. No, it's fine. I really do.
I mean, I guess you ran your time if you decided to.
Yeah, I feel like I want to do what everybody else.
And it's not like a bad thing. It don't got to be like a bad thing. Like, oh, they're breaking up or divorcing. Like, it don't got to be bad. It can be like, it can still be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just want to be able to live. I feel like I did my just do. I didn't have my 4 kids. Oh shit! I mean, I hit the baby with the thing. I didn't do my just do, you know what I mean? I have had 4 kids, birthed them out of my vajayjay, and I need time to myself.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
You still talk to April?
I do. That's my girl. I haven't talked to her, obviously, since everybody been quarantined. I'm not holding anything against anybody, you know, do your thing. It's a, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, I ain't gonna hold you. I was on her head for a little bit.
You were? Why?
The whole fear shit.
I think you just have to allow people to be happy in whatever that is. It's like you never know what's going on in someone's life. And, you know, you don't want to pass judgment. Because I know people pass judgment on me all the time on why I'm still... Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm being a mom, too. So I'm trying to do two things at once. And
I already know.
Okay, okay. And he's my woo, child.
Oh, Cash?
Yeah.
Oh, Cash. Look, Cash was beating that ass.
Yeah, he's something else. He's something else. But no, back to what, you know, people pass judgment on me all the time. Like, why am I with my husband? But you never know how people really feel about each other and what people go through and things like that. So, you know, you got to let people be happy.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think your situation, you're actually like married, like you're a wife. So you can't be like, oh, I'm going to leave.
You think I'm pretty stupid.
No.
Yeah. No, so. Pretty stupid. You know, being the situation that I'm in and the things that I've gone through, like I deserve more and all that type of shit because I know that. But at the same time, it's like, that's my homie. That's what I'm saying. You just never know what people... how people feel about it,
right.
You know?
Right. I just felt like, I mean, for me, I, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was like too close to home type shit. Like y'all fucking crazy as hell.
People you know found the love of their life all type of ways. So what if it was the love of her life just through that situation?
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of life, you know what I'm saying? When you think of life differently, when you take yourself out of it and look at it and really be like, okay, I'm putting myself in a place now, okay? What if that was my real time, you know, where I'm supposed to be? I just had to go through this to get there. That's right. A journey. That's a journey, so.
That's a fact.
You should never judge someone for their journey, and if they find out that it ain't what they, that was a part of their journey. So regardless, we shouldn't have shit to say.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's that on that.
That's that on that.
Listen, Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition.
Ooh,
what?
Fire!
Ooh, it's going down. When? This Thursday?
It's this Thursday. I don't even know the time. I think it's at 8 o'clock or some shit like that. But
you already know. I never watched Marriage Bootcamp in my life, but I'm going to tune into the whole season.
Oh, my God. It is
my fucking friend, my fucking sister's on it, so
okay.
I'm tuned in.
I decided to do it because I felt like I wanted to seek some help for my marriage and for myself. And I know that they got real doctors on there because Dr. Ish is real. So it's really beyond a reality show more so. It's like real. It's real life.
Right. So it's totally different from like Love and Hip Hop.
It's really different. But for some reason that this gave it Love and Hip Hop Marriage Bootcamp edition. You know what I mean? Because who was kind of on there. But it's really different because it's like you're being filmed like 24 hours a day, you being filmed, and you know what I'm saying? With Love and Hip Hop, it's only an amount of time we're being filmed. We're being filmed all day. So no matter what we're going to be caught in our real element at some point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's no...
you got to be real.
You got to be real. And they catch you saying and doing the craziest shit. And it's just like... this is real, and I loved everything about it because you're going to really find out who we are as people. You know what I mean?
Right.
All the catty shit. I didn't come here for that, so I wasn't trying to really go there, but you know me, I'll go there.
Oh, I know you don't let the kid have it multiple times.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I would definitely go there. But, you know, that's not my... I don't like to be that type of person. I just... when I get provoked.
Yeah, so we'll come back to that because I know what you're talking about. But, what did you learn about, what did you learn about Willie that you didn't know? What did you learn about yourself that you didn't know?
I learned that I have taken a lot from my marriage. Like, I have literally been, you know... in this for us and just for the faithfulness and the giving people chances and just, you know, the real of it all is what I've been here for, like the longevity, and I've really been here for the right reasons. Like I've taken a lot of infidelity and I've swept it under the rug, and I'm a strong bitch.
Yeah, and that's what women like about you. And I feel like if you were to do like a podcast, you can speak to those women or women who don't know how to navigate through their marriage or
I should, know. Huh? I would do it.
Yeah. And just like being a mother, you know, just like how do you balance it, and you know, you're in the industry and like women will talk to you. Like your followers, your fans will talk to you and you can just
Yay. Like I wanna do that actually.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I ain't doing shit else on the daily. How do you,
right.
You know, I got another one. But no, for sure. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
So what'd you learn about Willie, though?
Like, oh, God, didn't know? He's a compulsive fucking liar. Well, I didn't learn that there. I knew that before. I feel like I was being a little bit, you know, I was blocking off a lot of things because he doesn't understand the shit he's put me through. So I'm not trying to understand him.
Right.
I'm not giving him a chance to, I guess, become better.
Right.
In a sense. I know that he puts on a front when the camera's not on. I told him that too. I'm like, don't be putting on the front. Act like who the Willie I am, you know, so we can get some real help. You know what I mean? I came here for right. real help. You know, our real selves. But me, he's right. been through phases in life where he has taken all type of courses. He knows how to, you know, act.
Right.
I don't
right.
know how to act. Like, I'm too transparent. I say what I want. And, you know.
Right.
I love that about me, though, because a lot of people won't do it. People try
yeah,
to
I do too. Little,
you know, they try to be specific type of image to
yeah,
say
they, like,
face.
Yeah, they turn on when like the lights and camera is on, and they, you know, transform to a, you know, alter ego or whatever the fuck.
Exactly, and I'm not that. I'm not that. I will never be that. So I love that about me. That's different from me and a lot of people. I'm not here for the, you know, the cameras and the glitz and glam and all that stuff. I'm more so just trying to be transparent.
Right. So what was like one of the first things y'all learned when y'all sat down with the doc?
Oh gosh, the first thing I learned is okay, baby. One of the first things that we kind of like went through, and I learned that I'm worth more than I think I am, or that I've been treated as. I feel like that, you know, I got a lot of good qualities about me, and you know, I deserve better. I deserve more. And not to say that my husband's not capable of giving me that more, but I deserve that more. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I learned that, seeing the value in myself. And just, you know, my daughter is watching. And, you know, I don't want her to think that the things that I dealt with and the things that I have gone through in my life, I don't want her to think that that is okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not,
right.
I want to make sure that I'm setting the best example, and I know that I haven't in the eyes of just, you know, teaching a daughter or even teaching a son. Like, I know that
right.
I'm not probably setting the greatest example to my children, because I would hate for my child to go through a fucking day of the shit that I've been through. You know what I mean? So
right.
I learned that about. He just made that, you know,
like
right,
clear
yeah. that, you know, the things, what he said was the things you put your wife through, your daughter's going to go through. When he said that to Willie, that shit broke me down, because I'm like, I would hate for my daughter to go through any of this type of shit, because I've been through a lot of stuff. And I just
right.
I'll keep a good head about it, but I would hate for my daughter to. Or my daughters now to deal with half of the shit that I've ever gone through. Like, I'm questioning myself. Like, am I setting the best example for my daughters?
At least you were able to like recognize that you wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So now that you can start to change that.
Right. I try to change the narrative. I try to change it a lot. Come here, sweetheart. I try to change it, but it's still, you know. As a child, you don't forget certain things. So when you see
right.
your mom hurting or you see your dad hurting or however, those things kind of stick with you.
Yeah, you take that.
you mm-hmm. take that with you. And, you know, even just me being in the forefront with just being cheated on. And, you know, that's my freaking narrative. I hate that. I want to change that, because this is not what this is all the time, but that's what we look like. So when she goes back, or her friends look at it, or my son's friends look at it, they're going to think like, damn, my mom and my dad were cheaters. Like, I hate that. I hate that. Lord, I hate that. But that's what we look like right now.
So are y'all talking to, because your son is big now. He's like a teenager.
He's like 15, yep.
But that nigga tall, though.
Yeah, he is.
Like, nigga, hold on.
Exactly.
Have y'all spoke to him about, like, all the shit that's going on, the Black Lives Matter, what it is to be a black man?
Oh, yeah. And he's old enough to kind of, like, Google these things himself, and he's on social media, too. So he's following it all, and he's, like, coming to me with his little, you know, Black Lives Matter protesting things. And actually, you know, I raised my son around a lot of white people, Caucasian. I mean, I don't want to be rude or disrespectful. And he felt different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Around them, seeing that he, you know, that's all he knew. I raised him to be around there. So now he's seeing the value of being a black man and being around a lot of people that are like you. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's a really intelligent guy. And, you know, his image is this little crazy teenage boy image that they got going on out here. I hate it. But he's definitely he's definitely a sweetheart. He's definitely not what you may think he is. So if my son was walking around here, dreads in his head, dark skin with a hoodie on, and they take him to be something that he isn't, that would be heartbreaking, because he's definitely not that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. And that's often what happens to us, you know, because I've been mistaken to be a gangbanger so many times.
Yeah. You're actually a sweetheart. Yeah, I've been pulled over. I'm like,
so like gangbanging. Like, I got other shit to do.
Okay.
Nothing of corny ass gangbanging. Like, what is you talking about?
I tell my husband too. He likes to portray that role. But I'd be like, you don't need the hoodie on. Like, take the hoodie off. I mean, just we don't have to deal with that type of the energy.
Yeah. But that's like the whole thing. That's our thing, though.
Take
like,
the hoodies off. Don't look like it. Clean it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Not to make them happy, but just so you can look like who you are.
Right. But that is, nigga, it's like, it's cold outside, so I got my hoodie on.
Come this way. Like, come on.
You know? So that's the kind of shit that bothers me. Like, I feel obligated, you know, if I walk past a little Caucasian lady or, you know, wherever, like, I feel obligated to take my hoodie off and take my hands out of my pocket or some crazy shit, like, why I gotta do that? Why can't I just walk past your ass and just go on about my life?
What's it gonna take for you guys to be okay tonight and to stop this chaos?
It ain't me. It's not me. I'm gonna let y'all know that now. It's not us guys neither. And I'm glad that y'all said that. It's not us. It's the police. This the madness that they spark up. This is what they encourage. This is what they provoke. This is what you get out of you taking a loved one from someone. This is what you get. You get a lot of people that's hurt, and they can't vent the right way. They can't no longer depend on the police to be here to protect us like they say they gonna do. So this is what you get. And no, it's not gonna end today. I can't tell you it's gonna end tomorrow. I don't know when it's gonna end. But it's for y'all to start. We not the ones that's killing us. Y'all killing us. We can't make a change if y'all don't change.
You know, I just want my husband and my son to keep a clean image so that you won't get mistaken to be something that you're not. And they hate that.
It's
hard to have a son while all this shit is going on. Like, my son's a really good kid. Like, both of them, I raised them level-headed, and they're really smart.
Yeah.
And I would hate for them to get mistaken for something that they aren't because of what
of a black color of their skin. Yeah. But I took my ass out there in March and protest. You know.
Did you?
That's yeah, what's up. Yeah. Because I feel like I am George Floyd. You feel yep. me? Like I'm George Floyd. That could be me.
Exactly. Yeah, I want to go out there to march for our black, you know. But I was pregnant right. and I couldn't do it. It was just a bad timing. But
yeah,
I wanted to be a part of that movement. And I kind of was. I was still doing, you know, whatever on social media just to
yeah,
the blast out and stuff like that. So hopefully we can get out of this slums that we in with the slum.
We will change is coming and George Floyd's death really sparked an uprising. It sparked a whole new movement.
Yeah, it did.
And people are tired. That shit went global.
We are tired.
You know, so, yep. But, okay, off of that. That's down on that.
Okay.
Back on this love and hip-hop. Back on this Marriage Bootcamp hip-hop edition. Now, I've seen the clip of Willie had to put hands on somebody.
Oh God, yeah.
Now what happened?
Oh my God. So we had to do this little thing and I really want y'all to see this, but it was a little dance thing that we had to do. And they were asking me like how I felt as this since do some things with another partner we didn't wanna do. Not nothing sexual or anything, but it can come off like that.
Right.
Look, Hazel, she do too much to me. And I was speaking my mind and my truth about it because they asked me. And her guy started to get real tough. And I was like, what's up with you? With me. Yeah, so I feel like I instigated the fight.
What? And y'all
probably see. But, you know, my husband had to defend me. And they ended up, I think he pushed Willie off guard because Willie's not a fighter. Let me be honest. Mm-hmm. So he would try to not fight physically, but argue with me. He's like really
yeah.
that aggressive with me. But when it comes to other people, I've never had to see him even argue. Or that he don't want to do that. He always come as Mr. Peacemaker and Mr. Nice Guy. He's right. not. He's not really that with me because he called me all type of shit. But that's another thing. Right.
Silly.
You know I'm crazy. But no, seriously, he was just trying to make peace of it, and you shouldn't have been disrespecting my girl like that. And he tried, and the dude tried to get tough, and he kind of pushed him off guard. So when he pushed him, Willie got back up, and then that was a little scuffle.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, at first I couldn't even tell who was fighting. So what was Hazel doing?
I'm like. She's trying to hold me back. Like, trying to know, let them fight. They're men. But I can't tell exactly what's going on. But I didn't want to wail on her ass because of a situation. I would really hurt her.
What is y'all problem? The black little comment that she made about the what is it, monkeys or some shit?
And you know about me and my skin color and the colorism and. Brown paper bag, and this was like maybe 2-3 years ago. I don't remember.
And I think I remember that.
And then on social media, I defended myself. I was like, look, you know, Hazel, I beat your ass. You know, you know how I come. Like I'm not.
Period.
Like you gonna talk to me about my skin and all the shit that we go through as black women, and you gonna go there? Like so, I kind of went in on social media, and I guess when we walked in the house, I totally forgot about it. To be honest, I just knew I ain't fuck with her. I forget about shit.
Right.
And then she tried to get tough. So I'm like, look, I'm not here for that. I'm here for a whole nother demon. But if you want to, we can go there.
Right.
I can thump anytime. We can thump if you want to thump. Okay. But she ain't want to thump.
Why the girl think she like, I was watching like the first little trailer shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why should be like this big time rapper and fucking, you know?
I don't know. That's in her own little line. Let her stay there. Like, I seen a clip too recently, and she's talking about some other A-lister. Bitch, you are not an A-lister.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Delusion?
What are you talking about?
Get out of fairy tale land.
I mean, clearly, that's discrediting Corrupt, because Corrupt is, you know, he's the A-lister hip-hop artist that, you know, back in the day, he was an A-lister hip-hop artist. What are you talking about? I don't refer myself as being A-list, because I'm not. So you're not even making me look a certain type of way, because I'm already knowing.
Right, like, what you talking about? Like,
you making yourself look crazy because you feel like you are. I love Phaedra. That's my girl. I feel like she's probably one of my favorites. So I have nothing to say about her. But
yeah, I fuck with her.
Hazel, she's very delusional. But you gotta let people, like I said, you gotta let people be who they are. And you know, I'm gonna find out how she really felt watching this shit, because I didn't see any of her green screens and shit like that. Or interviews.
Yeah.
She talking in these interviews. I feel like she wanna thump. Like, you trying to thump because that's not how you were acting.
Right.
But in your, you know, confession, you didn't call me a bitch and everything. I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm a bitch now. So now I feel a certain type of way. Bitch, we can thump if you want to thump.
She's annoying as fuck. I'm sorry.
She got me fucked up, though. But I conceived Willow in the house.
How'd that happen? I thought shit was, like, open and y'all had that, like, private room.
You being there for fucking... how many days were we there and not have sex at all? That's not
that ain't cool.
That doesn't seem realistic.
But we find a way.
Right, we found a way.
That's crazy. So after what was it like on the last day, or like coming home? Like, did y'all feel like more confident going forward?
We did. But I found a reason not to again.
And you know what?
Cause that's I bring up old stuff a lot, so
you gotta relax on that.
I do. But he don't be changing, Joe.
Cause you don't give him time. You wanna bring up 2 years ago.
I like to bring up old stuff.
No, you got to stick with the top. Whatever the disagreement is, whatever the argument is, you got to stay on topic. You can't reach back 5 years and throw that back out.
I know, that's my downfall.
Silly.
Change tomorrow. No. Not to the fuck years from now.
Oh, no.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Not progressive, you know. Like, we're not doing that. I want to see your ass change out the door. I ain't got time to wait for your ass.
You know that's not realistic.
I know, but
Willie, if you're listening, I'm sorry, brother.
Don't be sorry. Be more careful.
Ooh, let my boy breathe. Let my boy change.
I know. He said that's my issue too, but.
It's about you. Every little thing about you.
Promise I'ma do you right, baby. Cause what we have is worth the fight, girl. I know enough is enough, girl. I just can keep walking up, girl. I keep betraying your trust, girl. I've been up all night, girl, can't get no sleep. I'm fucking with you, but I see you ain't fucking with me. Gotta make it right. This city boy misbehave. No more of that, girl, I'm ready to grow up. Let's team up like Cagney and Lace. I'm with you, no give as a maybe. Just brought you a brand new Mercedes. Cause baby, you know you deserve it. Just start practicing making babies. Yeah, yeah. I promise I'ma do you right, baby. Cause what we have is worth the fight, girl. I know enough is enough, girl. I just can't keep walking up, girl. I keep betraying your trust, girl.
To work on myself, I gotta be better for myself to be better for anybody else.
Yeah,
I've been damaged a lot mentally, so I'm gonna hold that against them for dear life if I don't fix myself. Yes, thank you so much. I love you, and
thank you for tapping in with me. I love you.
Yes. To this 2-year-old, because he's about to go crazy.
Yeah, Cash ain't finna play with y'all. All right, go handle that, and I love you, and I will talk to you later.
Love you too, babe.
Of course, I love you so much.
Next time,
I will talk to you
later. Be more silent.
That's cool. This is good. This is shit.
And I'm sorry, we're out of time. Bye. I'm
gonna call you. But if you come by, I won't call you. Okay? Don't ever.